Hey loves, I'm Deandra, your fellow blogger and podcast host, talking all things lifestyle, giving you all of the real and everything in between, while also leaving you with some motivation at the end. So put on your crown, fill up your favorite cup, and enjoy, because you're tuned in to the Black Princess Diaries podcast. Hello, loves, and happy Sunday. Welcome back to the Black Princess Diaries podcast. How are you doing? We are starting a brand new month. I hope your month is starting off well. I hope you're in good spirits, you're enjoying the weekend, and you're just keeping an open mind for the month to come, because I know I surely am. I'm trying to hope for the best for this month, that things go pretty well, pretty decent, and you know, I'm able to get a little bit more done than I've managed to do within the past 2 months. Last week I did not post a podcast episode because your girl was just kind of tired. A lot still going on mentally, and then we have the whole craziness of Roe versus Wade. It was too much. So I decided myself to just take a little break, but we are back here today with a new episode. So hopefully you enjoy. But the summer is here fully. It's been here for a little bit, even when we were in spring, honestly, for some people, probably even we were still in winter, because the sun has been out and about, and especially now, it is bright, it is hot, so very hot, especially in the South. It is very hot, it's out there, summer is fully here, she's made her appearance. She said, grab your sunscreen, because baby, I am out. So, with that being said, it's 2022 now. Some people are out. Actually, a lot more people are out now trying to live normally. Some people are still living normally. People are going into restaurants. People are going to concerts, doing whatever. People are out. So with summer, I guess, basically making a comeback, but granted, it's too hot for it to make a comeback for me. As much as I love summer, it's actually my favorite season. It even this is a little bit too hot for me. Like, I'll be in the house, but there are others who still go out, and honestly, even with it being so hot, you can still enjoy the summer. And of course, the girl, our girl, Megan Thee Stallion, gave us, of course, Hot Girl Summer. So with summer being here, why not talk about a few things, a few tips to have a hot girl summer? Why not? Because regardless of whether you're in or out, you can still have a hot girl summer. Honestly, with this heat, regardless of what you do, it's going to be a hot summer. So might as well add a few tips in on how to make it a fun hot girl summer, if you will. So let's get to tip number one. Hang out with your girls, because hello, fun summer, fun with your friends. You have to have fun with your friends. So of course, to have a hot girl summer, you need to hang out with your other hot girl friends. Have some fun, do whatever, just go somewhere, have fun, enjoy the weather, enjoy the clear skies. It doesn't matter what you do, but hang out together, have fun, enjoy each other's company, and make some fun memories, because what summer without the fun summer memories with your friends, right? So next up, get dressed up. Have some fun and get dressed up. If you don't normally dress up, use this time to get dressed up. I love the summer because I love wearing skirts and dresses. I love having my legs out. I just love it. I literally love it so much. That's why summer is my favorite, plus swimming. Oh my goodness, I love swim. I've mentioned swimming a few times, so we won't go any further into that, but I love to swim so much, so that's why I love summer, and I love to dress up in cute skirts, and now I'm wearing flowy shorts. Since I've gotten comfortable wearing flowy shorts, like, that is one of my go-tos. Like, I probably wear those more than I do skirts now, which is crazy, because your girl loves a good skater skirt. I love a good skater skirt. I don't know if you'll ever be able to tear me away from those. But since I became more comfortable wearing shorts, I love to wear flowy shorts. No, not those jean shorts. Even those might be too hot for this weather. I'm not I don't wear the jean shorts yet, but I do wear the cute flowy shorts. So I love to wear cute flowy short and a nice maybe crop top or short sleeve top, whichever. But get dressed up, have some fun, wear a cute summer outfit, a cute sundress, something. Even if you only do it once a summer because dressing up is just not your thing, just do it and have some fun. And then that takes us to number three, do some creative photo shoots. Why not? Have some fun. Enjoy the beauty. Enjoy the flowers. Enjoy the sun. Take this as inspiration, especially if you're a content creator. You should take this as inspiration to take some photos. And if you don't usually take photos, if you're not a content creator, or you're just someone who just doesn't like to take photos, why don't you try something new this year? Try something different and take some photos, get some inspiration, find a beautiful area with a beautiful background. And since you're dressed up, and even you could be with your girls, take friendship photos or group photos, whatever you want to call them. Just take some photos and have some fun. Like show that you're the hot girls that you are, because it doesn't matter who you are, what you look like, what size you are, whatever, you're a hot girl. It's just like being in a swimsuit. You have a beach body by going to the beach. You have a bikini body by putting on a bikini and going to the beach. You don't have to be skinny. You don't have to have a certain shape. Just throw on a bikini and boom, you have a bikini body. That's the same thing with being a hot girl. It's hot outside, you're a girl, boom, you're a hot girl. That's it. So just show it and flaunt it off by taking photo shoots. And again, if you're not comfortable with doing photo shoots, especially by yourself, have some fun with your friends and do photo shoots with your friends. Having a hot girl summer doesn't always have to be to go to parties and to drink and do all of this. It doesn't, if that's not your style, of course, if that's what you love to do, obviously, yes. But if that's not your style, you can always switch things up and do things different. You don't have to do what everybody's doing. Like, having a hot girl summer is different for everybody. Everyone has their own definition. You don't have to do what you think others say a hot girl summer is. Everyone has their own definition what being a hot girl is, and everyone has their own definition of what a hot girl summer entails. Next up is to do something fun. Yes, this is very vague, I know, but again, hot girl summer is whatever you make it. And of course, doing something fun could mean anything. If you like to swim, that could be swimming. Again, if you like to party, could be partying. That could just be chilling out, reading a book if you find that fun. Whatever it is, do something fun. Go on a trip, do something different. Go on a trip with your friends, go on a trip with yourself. Just do something fun. If you don't do anything else the entire summer, at least do one thing that you can remember, you can look back on and say, I did that, I had fun, and it was a great memory to have. Even the photo shoot with your friend, if that's the only thing you do the entire summer, then that will be fun because that's something fun you're doing with your friends. So make something of the summer and have fun and enjoy, because life is short. Life is little. You never know what's going to happen, especially nowadays. So just make something of the summer and do what you feel yourself as a hot girl would do in this hot girl summer. And lastly, be true to yourself. You're probably like, what does that have to do with a hot girl summer? Well, of course, being true to yourself, you can do that all year round, which yes, do that all year round. But be who you are this summer. Don't try and do what others are doing. Don't try and mold yourself into what others think a hot girl is, what others think a hot girl summer should be. Be true to yourself and be who you are 24/7. I know that, or at least I feel like during summertime or spring break, you see all these people out partying and all of this and drinking it up and everything. And so there can be, even if it's not actual peer pressure, like people telling you that you should do it, there can be that internal peer pressure, like everyone else is out doing this, maybe I should go out and do it. But again, if that's not you, if that's not who you are, don't feel like you have to do something because you see that others are doing it. Again, you don't have to prove to anybody that you're a hot girl and you're having this hot girl summer. You don't have to prove to anybody about that. You are a hot girl because you are. You're having a hot girl summer because, again, it's hot and you're a girl, so you're a hot girl. That is how I go about it. But do what you want to do. Be true to yourself. Remain true to yourself. And keep that with you for the rest of the year. As a matter of fact, keep that with you for the rest of your life, because it's important to remain true to yourself and not bend yourself to make you into what others feel like you should be or what you feel like you should be to others. That is all for today. I hope you guys are going to go out and have a hot girl summer. Enjoy. Again, be safe, because you know the panorama is still out there. So again, have fun, have your hot girl summer, but still please be as safe as possible. But again, that is all. Have a happy Sunday, and I will talk to you all next time. Thanks, love, for tuning in. Be sure to give us a rating and your feedback. We love to hear your thoughts. Are you following us on social media? Check us out on Instagram at TDPDPodcast and be a part of the fun. You can also check our website in the description, where you can read blog posts, check out other links, and even listen to more podcast episodes. Until next time.